Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons: Ashton, Andrea Paternoster, Issa, Laurie Rich, Lizzie Jacobs, Elizabeth Dixon, Robin Alez, Joe Bell, Veronica P, Sam and Phobos, Kira, Dr. Bad Vibes, Sarah Freeman, Hannah Earnshaw, Anne Fabe, Kiro, Lauren Nabbett, Hannah Jordan, Robin Stone, Nancy Crawford. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 139 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
Ben Meredith, Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zulf Smith.
Chancellor Hrunaltahan, King of the Kobolds!
Sel, Sidebottom, very impressed. I need to study this.
And Azu.
And I've set myself the goal of saying the intro so quickly it becomes a high-pitched whine. So, as it stands, I believe we are still in combat, however it's been a while for us, so I'm going to go top of initiative order even if it wasn't. I'm a renegade. I'm crazy. You are currently in the middle of a weird pseudo-academic, pseudo-castle, pseudo-rock in the middle of a typhoon.
And with a lighthouse.
And having taken out, well, you say that, having taken out a lightning rod, load of equipment, killed.
Just unplugged like, something.
Loads and loads of innocents. Loads and loads of innocents.
I did kill.
Hold your big horses right there, small horse. They were not innocent. They were combatants who had syringe spears.
Whoa. You're assuming that everyone that Hamid said was a combatant. Could be lying. This could be Hamid's turn.
Could have been manipulated into it.
And it could have been nice things in the syringes.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. Technically speaking, this could all be the fever dreams of Hamid and Azu as they're still poisoned back at the Japanese pub. But that is a story move I am not going to make.
Yeah, please.
I
don't
mean,
do
everything
that
could still be a simulation inside Mr. Sealing.
Could be, yes.
There could be other people sitting inside a sweltering room wasting time. That could be a thing.
See, Ben's fond of salt, but it's because of the sweat dripping from our brows. So we'll pick up where we left off, which is Zulf. It is the top of the initiative order.
Oh.
I've arbitrarily decided that's what's happening. So Zulf,
okay.
Mr. Don't Waste Time, let's go. Go. Come on, Zulf. Go.
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 Cool.
Go, Zulf.
Go.
And then still two oozes in front, directly in front of him.
Well,
I would actually go so far as to say that there's... To recap very, very specifically, there are two halves of an ooze still looking very capable in front of Zulf, who is in the cube room having smashed whatever was making the loud noise. Celis still stood in the doorway.
Hello.
Azu and Hamid are in the sort of...
The stairwell.
Storage bay for the lift, having just unnecessarily viciously killing kobolds left, right and centre.
You all know that's not what happens.
And then Hamid not only unnecessarily killing them viciously, demanding their fealty. So
that we
happening.
Can just about work with, because at least then they don't die.
No, it's fine. Azu is doing far more harm than is necessary. Explicitly. That's what's happening.
That's the opposite of my first rule.
What I do is I cast Searing Light at one of them.
One of the...
Oozes.
Oozes. Okay.
Not the party.
They could have been a kobold. There's one kobold still extant in the room.
worshipping Hamid.
maybe there's jealousy there, you know, maybe...
Hey, he's off his past that now, he's great.
So, walk me through this spell, which has not come up before.
No.
So, I focus divine power like a ray of sun and project a blast of light from my open palm. So basically, I kamehameha.
Excellent.
Range touch attack, struck by the ray, takes 1d8 points of damage per 2 caster levels, so that's 4d8. An undead creature takes 1d6. Are they undead? Oozes. They're just, yeah, cool.
Unless it's an undead ooze.
That was my question. Yes.
What knowledges do you have? I didn't know you were a
I have the knowledge of the mechanics dealing it damage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't need to know. It just happens if it's an undead.
Do you understand how games work?
Yes. Oh, the situation's going to get so much
what
worse.
I'm hot and fighty.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So, to answer
just
your
typing,
question,
Zolf dies.
So, to answer your question, just roll the damage and I'll make the necessary adjustment myself.
That's not how it works.
No. It's how it works for me because it's not undead.
Then he rolls 4d8. Great. That's all you needed to say.
He doesn't know how to run games, guys. I was joking and now I'm worried. Right. Range touch attack. So that is an 18 on touch.
That's a hit. Do you hit the one on the left or the one on the right? It matters because I'm tracking their stats.
Right. Which one's closer?
They're both equally distant.
Which one was the original one?
Both of them.
Which one is slightly bigger?
Both of them.
Okay, hold up.
There's pudding one.
Evens
pudding
left.
Two, let's
odds
say.
Right.
I like
missed
that.
The table.
Ben, enemy of mechanics, Meredith, is right. Just adding layers of bureaucracy.
Roll some damage for me.
Okay. Yep, okay.
And since you now know whether it's undead or not, you just roll as you see fit.
Thanks, I will, and the game will continue.
Alex, like, we really need to get through a lot of stuff today, so let's not get hung up.
It's Ben. He just loves digging into the mechanics of Pathfinder, and who am I to stand between him and what he enjoys?
17 damage.
17, that's fine. Okay, cool. Yeah, it happens. Apparently, as it should. You don't get exploded by it immediately back. It doesn't explode into bubbles.
It's all right. We know its special ability is splitting.
That is one of its special abilities, yes.
It's got more. Be careful.
You hit, it gets real badly hurt by it.
Cool. How far away am I from them?
You are 10 feet from them.
Cool. I will remain 10 feet away from them.
I thought you might.
That square. Also, using my 6X, I'll be like, splat them, don't slice them. That translates as don't use slashing damage.
Hamid, you're up.
Sorry, I don't know what to do about, you know, having made the jokes at the top of the episode, I actually don't know what to do about
this. No, it's
this
fine.
This,
you're
coming. Hamid's
like, oh, it worked.
Just tell my awesome power. Away. Oh, God, he's got awesome power. Oh, this.
Tell him to go away and get all your friends and leave.
Stay there.
Apparently not that.
The prostrate kobold remains prostrate.
Cool. I mean, I'm going to deal with him once the oozes are gone.
I just love how disappointed Helen is in you.
I move up to behind Cell so I can see through the doorway.
Hey,
and I cast Scorching Ray.
Presumably over Cell's shoulder, not at Cell.
Not over my shoulder! I mean,
round Cell.
Oh,
round.
Right.
He could try.
I'm just saying, let's play this out. I think that was a legitimate question. Hamid discovers that he's a kobold god, moves over, and begins to eliminate the party one by one. That was a very valid character choice I had to establish.
Pretty powerful long-term heel turn there.
I get two rays. They are also ranged touch attacks.
Are you hitting lefty or righty?
I will
or splitting?
Hit the same one Zolf hit with the first ray.
That's fine.
That is a 18 ranged touch attack. And it does...
They're very easy to touch. You should try to touch
early in the episode. I haven't prepared all my dice yet. 19 fire damage.
Okie doke. So, the one that has been hit repeatedly looks like it's been hit repeatedly. It's taken a whole mess of damage.
I will aim the second ray at it as well, then.
Go for it.
Ooh, that's only a 13.
Touch AC. You hit.
Oh, awesome. Ooh. Touch AC is great, you guys. It basically takes away a bunch of their AC. That is another... Ooh, that's a good roll.
Very good roll.
23 damage.
Woo!
To be clear, by the way, the thing that squeezed through the door was real, real big.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is... Even, like, in this world, people would know. If something's big, probably has a lot of hit points.
Sure, so we're not going, this thing is absurdly tough. We're going, this thing is tough, because it
there's
looks
lots
tough.
Of it to be tough. Yeah. 23, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that you've all been shooting. It just disintegrates into smoosh. I don't know how else to describe it.
Ooze?
Not no, it's already an ooze, mate. Oh. You can't disintegrate into ooze, because then you have two oozes.
I hit it with two fire spells, so I mostly just evaporated it.
Like, there's not
there's
a lot
ooze steam.
What, you know what's left? An ooze residue. Ugh. It's like someone evaporated an ooze. That's
no one likes
left.
Residue
like
you, of anything.
It's like really, really overcooked pasta sauce.
So, the kobold that is prostrate proceeds to continue being prostrate. No, I lie. They adopt the grovelling action.
Oh.
It's not good.
Is it actually an action?
What?
No, God, no.
That could be a kobold spell-like ability.
Actually, you know what? Here's something that would count. Technically, this kobold will now, because it is grovelling, count as helpless.
Oh.
Which is a condition.
Coup de grace. Yeah. Coup de grace.
So if you were to hit it, you would automatically kill it, because it's
oh,
helpless.
Oh, God!
Look, I'm just saying, you do you.
That's so small!
Azu, give me a perception check, please. I know I shouldn't ask for a check, but I'm gonna.
A 20.
A 20, cool. Yay. You get the distinct sounds of more things coming up the stairs.
Ugh!
You know what? Maybe it's positive. Maybe it's the pitter-patter of it's the piddle-patter of little feet. Little clawed feet. Little helpless little swarms. Also, Blobbo the remainder. I don't know how else to describe it.
Not like that.
Sweeps towards Zolf, triggering an attack of opportunity.
Yay.
I'm thinking of Mr. Blobby now.
Terrifying.
Blobby, Blobby, Blobby!
The most terrifying sound a British child of a certain age can hear.
Okay, canonically now, all oozes make that noise when they attack.
Have you seen the clip of Blobby being invited on Big Fat Quiz of the Year?
Jack Whitehall is
terrifies Jack Whitehall.
Yeah.
See, I don't like Jack Whitehall, but in that moment, we were all Jack Whitehall.
15,
you hit.
Oh, cool.
This is with your...
Glaive.
Glaive. Yes. Forgot the
Glaiven.
Word. With your Glaiven.
Everyone's acting up
roll
as
damage.
If we had a guest. Like, this is very this is very playing up for company
energy. Roll attack on your
right
Glaiven.
It's because today has been, like, all messy. Yeah.
So, that is 7 slashing. I said I wasn't going to do that. That might have been a mistake. And 6 fire.
Maybe split it into 2 more.
So... Funny you should say that.
Nice little present for your friends.
We're improving its action economy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that.
I should not have done that. I should not have done that.
I prefer to think of it as multiplying the amount of damage it'll take from a fireball.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Dice me. Give me a dice crate.
Oh, no.
You know they're good because there's lots of them. That's how that works. So, both oozes split around this glaiven.
Twoses.
The twoses attacks off.
Oh,
obviously.
Oh, no.
The AC 17.
If you get absorbed again, I'm gonna be upset.
May well be.
Hit and a miss.
Mm-hmm.
The hit deals.
I totally forgot I got absorbed last session. That was amazing.
7 sort of normal damage.
I need fan art.
Plus.
No, it was even more amazing. I just remember what happened straight after he got absorbed.
Plus 11 acid damage. Plus.
What?
Yeah, people can keep talking as this effects keep starting up.
So I got loads of hit points.
Well, you know, you have said things about having lots of armour. I can survive this.
My CMD is 20.
Oh, that's a vaguely acceptable amount of CMD.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's rubbish.
We live to disappoint you, Alex.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it? It succeeds in its extra bonus free thing. And what it proceeds to do is... And it just sort of attaches itself, the one that hits, to Zolf.
Oh, no!
It doesn't engulf Zolf. What it does is it's just... Maybe, like, the entirety of one of Zolf's arms is just...
Oh, no, it's
sticky goo boy!
It's a sticky goo boy.
Blobby, blobby, blobby!
Don't like it!
I don't like it! We're going to have to cut off your arm.
It's disgusting!
To check two things. One, your Glaven's magic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, screw you, Conqueror.
That's all good.
As is my armour.
However, that's the thing is, you've already had, through the lightning, everything that isn't going to burn already burn off.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're almost naked. I forgot about that.
Why does Zolf spend a lot of his time...
Your little bear bum.
Because of how you play Zolf! Because you charge into clothal-destroying disasters! But you are
global
now
destruction.
He's just really proud of his body, you guys. He likes to get it out at any given opportunity.
You are now
and we
grappled,
should celebrate that.
But there are no further chained like effects at this point.
I'm grappled.
Yes. Okay. So in order to like attack, you will either have to attack whilst grappled and then there's penalties, or break the grapple.
Yeah, fine.
There's other advanced stuff, but I know you won't want to do them. So
no, thanks.
It's all good. In which case then
I pin it.
So that was the twos. Cell, you're up.
And shoots lots of arrows at the one that is not absorbing Zolf.
Okay, that's absolutely a good call.
Because since the things I have are kind of explodey, do not want.
Correct.
Go for it, I've got loads of hit points.
Cool. So can we assume, and this is a bit of a I breathe in, I breathe out, that Cell reloads their repeating crossbow in between fights?
Yes.
I will accept that. And also I will accept that you are reloading the crossbow with your move action if you do not allocate...
It's a repeating crossbow. It takes a full round action to reload it.
Is it repeating?
Yeah.
Well, then you don't get that one for free. But yeah, you are reloading your
between
bow between fights.
Yes,
that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The other way madness lies.
Yeah,
I've played a game like that.
That is what I thought.
Gets real involved real quick.
It would, as a performance, it would be more irritating to hear.
It gets very fun if you're doing like a survival game where, you know, like resource depletion and blah, blah, blah. But otherwise, no, not so much.
Anyway, I shoot it three times.
Because there's weirdness, roll each attack one at a time.
I'm a very weird character in a very weird situation, and I hope you like dice.
I think it's the enemy that's weird.
Yeah.
Still.
When two weirds collide.
I'm pretty weird.
Pretty weird. Yeah. Okay, so that is 24.
You're hit by a multiple factor. Please roll your attack and split out the types of damage, please.
Okay, that is 1 piercing and 4 electric.
Your bolt slices into it, and then it just goes... and splits into two.
Uh-oh!
I'm just increasing the amount of damage I will take when fireball hits.
There are.
It's all in the plan.
Yeah, you have now made a third blob.
Is it smaller, though?
Yes, they are both exactly. It's the same amount of mass has gone. Boop. Technically speaking, I mean, if you keep going, you know, I should know this, asymptotic relationship?
No.
Oh, I forgot it.
It's a discrete system, so it can't be asymptotic. It's like Zeno's paradox. It's like, oh, the arrow can't catch the tortoise, except it does.
I mean,
it just does, you guys.
I mean, it's tending towards asymptotic. Can we agree on that?
It's as close to asymptotic as you can get in a discrete system.
That's all I ask, Bryn. That's all I ask.
I think they're asking if you can split it infinitely.
Why don't they just say that then, Ben?
Because they're nerds.
Do you have any idea how rare I get to use the word asymptotic?
You're the classical scholar. You must know Zeno's paradox.
I think you probably say it quite a lot.
I work it in
more. I generally don't know that one.
It's the arrow can never hit Achilles because it has to get halfway to Achilles first, and then it has to get halfway of the remaining distance. And
no, the arrow can never hit Achilles because he's protected by...
Cell has an idea.
And their next arrow goes for the still bigger...
Yep, I get you.
Okay, still big thing.
I like this idea.
So, 11, does that hit?
Mm-hmm.
Right, cool. That does...
Ooh.
Yeah, but it doesn't. 9 piercing, which I don't think does any damage, and 3 electric.
Okay.
It probably does do damage. I think it just responds to specific damage types by splitting.
Ah, okay.
Would be my guess. But...
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
So that was your second. What are you doing with your third attack? You haven't told me who it's attacking.
Either of them.
Okay, that's fine.
Or any of the four now.
Uh-huh.
And that is a 10.
It's a hit.
I'm going to do 2 piercing and 5 electric.
Alex has so many actions
there. It's great. But it's also terrifying.
I don't want an ooze to stick on my face.
I do.
We're going to be...
Well, I hope you enjoy an ooze on your face.
We're going to be gummed up.
Everyone back out of the room!
I would!
So, Cell.
I don't think I get to move now.
You haven't used your move action, so you could. You fired, but you could move out
runs
of the doorway.
Back,
what, you, I mean, you've used a full attack.
Yeah,
sorry, was it full attack?
Yeah,
you could 5 foot step
time.
Backwards. And
I will 5 foot step
Repeating
backwards.
Crossbows, mate, they are well complicated sometimes. Especially when you're firing at things that multiply. That is a non-linear relationship. It's getting very complicated.
Remind everyone that what I've essentially done is, if you've seen the meme of all the hobbits, you're like, this is your first role-playing team. And then the second picture is always a weird gang of whatever weirdness. I've done that with two characters.
Azu, you are up.
I want to run in and pull Zolf because I know what it's...
Oh!
Be warned, he is already sticky.
no. All of you are terrible
Gross.
People.
No,
he,
I want
he has
to...
a bunch of freedom of movement effects. It's better to just stay out
of
the way.
Yeah, but
Azu doesn't necessarily.
Yeah,
Azu has lost a lot of people. Azu wants to be helpful.
Now, what non-lethal attack would you like to use on Zolf?
No, pulling is not an attack.
No, my arms and legs have fallen off.
No! It's happening again!
So you are pushing past Cell, I'm guessing, into the room?
Well, Cell's just stepped back, so...
Well, yeah, you're sort of digging your way through the little... Well, I was going to say Cell's a little one. Cell's well tall.
Yeah.
So you're pushing your way through...
Past.
She just steps over Hammett.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. So, you can enter the room, that's fine.
Okay.
Walk me through what you're trying to do.
I just want to... Well,
grab
I...
and yank?
Yes.
Okay. I know, for listeners, I need you to know, I know of the grapple flow chart. I'm not a fan of the grapple flow chart.
Thank you.
Alex has his own internalised, much simpler and still fair version of the grapple rules. Please just roll me a combat manoeuvre check. It's fine. You can also roll a combat maneuver check, Ben, if you want to.
So that's just a D20.
It is a D20 plus your combat maneuver bonus.
Which is...
Ha!
Nine.
28. Ooh, also a very
27.
Good roll.
Yes, that's what that adds up to, 27.
Okay. You grab, Zolf sees what's happening and is, like, not fighting it, and you yank. It is incredibly difficult. Far, far, far more difficult than it has any right to be. Like, this thing is... There is extra stuff going on. You don't know what it is, but it is like, oh!
It's probably magic.
It's genuinely, the pulling is hurting. It's proper tug of war territory.
You just
managed to yank him out, so he's now no longer grappled, but you are in a room full of oozes.
Oh, much obliged.
I think Hammett's going to fire a fireball, so we should get out.
Very much obliged.
Okay. And I will take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. So, first things first, is anyone stood in the actual doorway? I don't think that's the case.
I am not.
So there's free movement through the doorway, that's good to know. In which case then, Zolf, you are up. You're free as a bird.
I move out of the room.
Okay, cool. So, you are removing yourself. You will be promoting a tactical opportunity unless you withdraw.
I will take the withdraw action because I've been coached by Bryn. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Bryn? Did I do it right?
Yes.
I think that's very wise. Now, Bryn, as Deputy GM, I have to actually ask you a genuine question which hasn't come up before. When it comes to traps, if someone's already withdrawing through an active trap, the trap still triggers regardless, even if it has an attack roll, doesn't it?
So the withdraw action only ignores attacks opportunity for the first point of movement, the first square of movement. All subsequent squares are
liable to
attacks opportunity as normal. However... He's only walking through squares he's already walked through.
Mm-hmm.
There's an outwards thing, I guess.
Oh, as no. Zolf passes through the doorway, a trap triggers.
Oh, no.
What's your AC?
17.
It hits.
Oh, no.
I haven't got a very good AC. Got loads of it.
Yeah, we know,
Stop
Ben!
Saying that!
I will say it until I'm dead.
Bryn, I'm going to need you to maths for me on the rapid.
Right.
I may not have loads of hit points.
Nine plus...
I mean,
10, plus 11 plus 7.
This one might be a problem.
Plus 8.
Hubris, Ben!
I've got Telvar.
You're being punished!
7.
Okay, genuinely, this might
I mean, I made that 52.
No way!
It's fine. I mean, I'm down, but it's fine. I'm not dead.
So, as Zolf runs.
Yeah, it was 52.
As Zolf.
As I'm magic!
He's the real wizard in the room.
He's a math magician, I think. So, as Zolf charges through the door, all of the spikes that spiked out at Cell.
Oh, no!
Out into Zolf. Catching him in the doorway.
It would have been nice if you reminded that, because it's been like 5 seconds for us, not 2 weeks.
I know. But nonetheless, shriek!
He's a wrong in any audience, don't you think?
Yeah. He's a wrong in.
See, Ben's laying it on all thick because people know how he reacts when characters die now.
Didn't,
so.
I mean. As you literally also just passed through this doorway and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is it once from each direction? Is that how this trap? I'm confused.
I don't know why you're asking. It's not like there's anyone to ask. The kobold who's groveling goes, Don't know!
Don't ask me, mate. I'm
I'm just working.
All my job's worth.
All right.
Also, I'm cockney now. In which case. So, Zolf, you all just see Zolf cheese it out of the door and just and just collapse. Covered in blood in the doorway.
I'm on minus 3.
Oh, Hamid, you're up.
I get a scar.
Yeah, you do. In fact, you have as many as you want.
That's not a good thing.
Oh, to be clear, 6 of the spikes hit.
I would like to use my move action to just drag Zolfa Square away from the doorway.
I can just allow that for free. As in, like, as the move action, but yeah, I can allow that.
Only moving him a single square. Now, the room on the other side of the door, Azu is not directly next to any of the oozes, I believe.
Correct.
What
it does is it goes Azu, it went Azu, Zolf, oozes.
Yeah.
So Azu is now 10 feet away from the oozes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally, there is 10 feet, and there has been no indication that these creatures have reached before
cool.
now.
Cool. Okay, so if I remember the size of the room correctly, if a fireball hits the far wall and comes out 20 foot, it wouldn't hit Azu.
So I'm going to do something I don't normally do, which is acknowledge that an edit will have happened. Alex made a mistake. The room does have a fixed size and doesn't vary based on what's most inconvenient for you. You are correct. You are technically possible for you to fireball if you target the exact very, very, very far side of the room.
Point of order, not technically possible, actually possible.
Okay, so so technically what I do is aim a fireball with its centre beyond the wall. However, the little moat which causes the fireball to happen impacts the wall and explodes from there.
If only it could bounce. Bounce and catch Azu. But no.
How many oozes are in the room at this point?
Far, far too many.
5, I think?
Yes,
maybe
there are
6.
Also, be careful what you wish for. If it could bounce, he could bounce around corners. That gives him far more utility than it does give him a problem.
Hamid doesn't have the dex for that. It's fine.
I mean, my dex is 18, so...
Hamid has the dex for that. I'm really glad. Really glad fireballs don't bounce.
That was quite a good roll, Alex.
Oh, good.
Oof.
I hope that you've killed his monsters again. Destroy them.
Not my babies. Not my babies.
I mean, that is the plan. If we fail to do that, we do TPK.
Not my grapply multiplying babies.
That is 55 damage. To each ooze.
No!
Would you like to make a reflex save for half damage?
There's literally no point.
Half damage would be 27 damage.
I'm going to. For each of them individually, even though that's not the rules.
Assume they don't have good reflex either, because they are oozes.
DC of the reflex save is 18.
Two of them made it and they still died. They made it!
So the ooze is like leap into the air and then evaporate.
Oh no, there's this whole micro drama as you zoom in on the ever-decreasing size of the oozes as they're all leaping and sacrificing for one another. Whole epic vistas of adventure happen within the scope
Blobby.
Of this fireball.
Blobby!
Yeah, you
love
Azu, like inches from your face is pure fire and death. And then as you blink the after image out of your eyes, there is only residue left.
It's a bit warm, but you're used to hot temperatures.
Ooh. You got armor. It's all good.
All right, that is a lot better than what I was planning. That was very cool.
Azu,
I like
can
that.
You help Zolf?
Yes. Also, there are more kobolds coming up the stairs.
Yes, there are. It's their turn. A bunch more kobolds appear in the stairway. Sorry. So they have been. However, they are all much more wary, and they seem to be forming up in some kind of order. down the stairs. Mm-hmm. If I was they aren't just well, charging.
I was going to just throw the prostrate kobold at them like bowling.
And kill all
in
of
fact,
them.
I will
you
tell,
were just going to kill them all.
I will say for Helen's benefit, they seem to be forming some kind of phalanx, so like old spears and,
wait,
shields
wait,
and stuff.
I just need to go back to that because Helen just said...
Yeah, if they're hit
by each other.
Yeah, it's like when you've got a stain in fabric. If you rub it against each other, you're not damaged.
Yeah, let's be clear. What Helen thinks is okay is stop kobolding yourself. Stop kobolding yourself.
But Helen, just say, if somebody threw Helen at you, do you think that would have the potential to kill you? Because I think if someone threw a Ben at me,
if we're diving down this rabbit hole, it depends entirely on how hard they throw
yeah.
at you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, what if Azu threw Ben at me?
And was I weakened
what if they threw them at you emotionally?
Yeah, and was I weakened by the cloning process?
You know what, I feel like this might be another metacasting, so I'm just going to take this discussion aside for now. A phalanx of kobolds seem to be working their way up the stairs.
Okay. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and, like, pick up Zolf, and let's see if I've got any more healing left, because I spent lots of healing on you before, because everyone around me just wants to throw themselves into danger.
No, it's fine. I have loads of healing.
Shut up, Ben!
When you say everyone, you mean Ben. Yeah. Whoever Ben is.
You too.
I'm fine. I take very little damage.
I disagree. I think, generally, you're all very keen on taking damage as a party. It's
Hello,
interesting.
Yes.
I've got 3 Lay on Hands left.
Hooray!
So I'm going to do one of those on you.
Hooray!
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, let me get some D6s.
And then ideally, if you could all stand in single file in the doorway, please.
No.
No.
I'm going to refuse on
that. I think if you were to squeeze, you might be able to.
No.
I enjoy the no as you roll.
That's 14 for you.
Lovely. I'm back up on 11 hit points, which means I'm mechanically fine.
Yeah, so...
Now able to start healing yourself.
Yeah. Do I have any actions left?
You have a free action, and I think if we're getting real specific, I think you have like an object interaction or something similar, but there's nothing to interact with. So
does a kobold count as an object?
Wow. Hello. Wow. Just go around objectifying the kobolds, so I don't know.
Denying the person hold of dragonkin.
Wow.
Like, whoa.
I can still do my throwing plan.
Whoa.
Dragons are people too.
Well, I was actually thinking, like, maybe I could, like, tell them to go away.
You can say that, because that fits in 6 seconds.
I will say, Hamid, tell them to stop, or whatever you did before that made them...
Sell. I accidentally skipped Sell. Sell, you're up now.
Hey!
I am a fickle god.
Okay, so the structure of the stairwell up which the kobolds are coming.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a circular stairway if you were to square it out, so it's...
Right, so can I look directly down on the kobolds?
Yes.
As in, could I throw up on them?
Yes.
I'm gonna... I love this character. Just...
Good work!
Just one second. Like, what? One's over. Don't look! Like... Sal grabs onto the railing.
Hamid, you hear the words in Draconic. Bunch together, it'll be fine.
Oh no!
Oh dear!
Yeah. Sal pulls out a little flask from their jacket. Now the thing is, what is inside there? If anyone were to look, it doesn't look so much like a fluid as in like a tangle of ever-moving legs. It is horrific. So,
I mean, it sounds drinkable to me.
Yeah, delicious. So, licks their lips, breathes deep, chugs it down, shakes slightly, and then vomits up an entire swarm of spiders directly onto their heads.
Oh, Johnny Sims, is that you?
There's that content warning.
Vomit forth a swarm of spiders that attacks all other creatures within its area. It begins adjacent to you, but that could be in a square adjacent to me. So if it's, like, next to me, but then it can fall down.
Technically speaking, you're not allowed to summon things into midair, but because of the way the stairs work, it's fine. You can still do
right.
this regardless.
It does 1d6 plus poison plus distraction damage and everything it's in the square of.
I don't know what a swarm of spiders sounds like. I don't want to know.
So
I looked.
Turns around and there's like just a dribble of like spiders are still crawling out of the corner of their mouth. They wipe them and flick them away over the landing.
Fun.
Yeah, actually, I could describe the effect to you. It's very
let's do that later.
Okay. Zolf, you're up. Because I did shift the initiative order accidentally, but
sense.
Zolf is still
yep.
at the top of
yeah.
the initiative.
How far away are we from the kobolds?
Okay, it's a kind of complicated question.
Is it more than 30 foot or less than 30 foot?
It is 30 feet, but it's a curvy 30 feet, if you see what I mean.
So they are within 30 feet?
Yes, they are within 30 feet, but you are going to have to sort of dogleg because of the stairs to get to them.
How far away are they?
About 25 feet away.
Cool. I take a 5-foot step away from the kobolds and then channel positive energy.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I was getting at. Area-wise, they're 30 feet. It's just if you're trying to charge...
Oh, no, yeah,
stairs,
yeah. No.
Charging.
No, I didn't. Straight line.
Yeah.
Why don't I heal them?
That's why I moved away. Because they're not in the range of the...
Oh!
I'm moving away from them so that they're not healed.
Oh, he's manfully charging away from the enemy.
Dwarfly,
you know, very fair point. But in a very, like, tactically astute way.
Oh, some healing.
Yes, indeed.
I hate healing. I might ban it.
Yeah.
No.
Damage is just more fun. Everyone enjoys it.
It was kind of okay, actually.
None of you get excited when you're getting healed. You get excited when you're getting hurt.
I'm excited.
12 hit points for everybody, including the prostrate kobold.
I don't think the prostrate kobold took any damage already. But...
psychic damage. They sat down by themselves.
Yeah, unfortunately, the prostrate kobold hasn't taken damage. Otherwise, that would have been even more fun.
But they are bathed in the healing light of...
their great and noble leader, the Dragon King.
Yeah, specifically Hope.
Oh, gosh.
Well, technically, what comes next?
Well, yeah, hope that their dragon saviour will lead them away from this hellish existence where they get killed non-lethally by paladins.
Yeah.
It just got a lot worse for all his buddies.
It really did. Anything else that you're doing?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Hammer, you're up. You see a phalanx of kobolds just covered in spiders.
Actually, there is one thing I haven't done yet. I have a scar.
I was going to do that after the combat.
I'll do it then.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's fair.
I will. All right.
I look at Sel and sort of embarrassedly say to them, we might not need to hurt them. I'm going to walk up to the top of the stairs, pop out my dragon claws, and speak to the assembled kobolds.
You have 6 seconds. You're still in combat time.
Yeah, I can do this quite quickly. I'm just going to be like,
friends, Romans, kobolds, I'm fucking...
I'm just going to say, you don't need to fight us.
Okay. Give me a diplomacy check.
They are covered in spiders. They might not believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, that may be undercutting my points.
Well, it's not that they don't believe him. It's that they rolled a natural one on their perception check. Because they're covered in spiders. None of them are eating you.
Magic,
it becomes immediately apparent
spiders.
They are way more occupied by having covered in spiders.
Yeah, absolutely fair.
In which case, then, it's their turn. Swarm of spiders. Oh, this is bad. You already have their stats written there, don't you?
Yep.
Could you please give me all of the swarm effects?
Do you need to know the stats of the swarm?
No, they are not going to be fighting it, because I don't think they can.
They do 1d6 plus poison plus distraction for any creature that's in the same...
Don't do this. Yeah. I have to do a blanket damage for everyone, otherwise, you know, madness ensues.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. How big is the swarm? 10 foot by 10 foot? 5 foot by 5 foot?
Space 10 foot.
10 foot by 10 foot? Yeah, they are filling the stairs then. Okay, cool. Yes. So, I'm going to roll damage for all of them. So again,
the distraction effect is why they're not listening to me.
So first things first, it was
1d6.
Mm-hmm. Plus
poison.
1d2 strength damage.
Ooh.
For the round it happens and the subsequent round. Save DC 11, which cures it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, I rolled a 2 on this fort save, so... They also are going...
covered in spiders. Poisonous spiders.
It becomes very clear immediately that none of them are dead. None of them are down by this.
Ooh.
However, they all do drop their weapons and begin fleeing. Most of them flee downwards. A couple will flee upwards, provoking an attack of opportunity from Hamid if he wants to take it.
Hamid is unarmed, so does not... Oh, he's got claws.
He's got claws.
Yeah, I could take attack of opportunity.
Two kobolds flee upwards.
I don't.
Covered in spiders going...
Give them a surprise hug.
They are dropping weapons, they are fleeing. They are
a surprise
not
sharp
for this.
Hug.
And they're taking strength damage, so they're actually not even fleeing very fast.
No, they're not.
They're being weighed down by their little armour.
Oh, they're not. You dump the armour and you can run faster. Keep up.
I feel like this kobold's, their discipline is really could use some work.
This is why I didn't really want to, I feel like we could just like fight. Well,
why'd you kill one?
I just used a thing that distracts and nauseates them.
Oh no, they can't.
For specifically that reason.
Are they nauseated straight out of the way?
They are, anyone that's taken damage are nauseated.
You know what?
Unable to attack and just has cast spells and just move, have one move action per turn.
Okay,
so to be clear,
they flee really, really well by abandoning their weapons, only using a single move action, provoking multiple attacks of opportunity, and a couple of them, I think, get shoved over the side and down the middle of the stairwell in the mad rout to escape this killing force that has swept into their lives.
So I specifically was trying to do something that distracted them, and you see that mostly it worked.
Initiative is over.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Mostly it worked, you see? So that's dealing with a large group of people. Sometimes you cannot explode them. It's just an option.
I'm going to channel positive energy again.
Yeah, you do that.
It's just an option. Don't touch the spiders.
Are you going to put the kobolds in the range this time?
I don't care. Everyone within range gets 14 hit points back.
So that includes the two kobolds that fled upwards.
Technically, yes, it does. They heal how much?
14.
14?
So like three times their health pool. Yeah.
Does it heal conditions such as nauseated?
No, I do not have mercy. That's a paladin thing.
They continue to run away, slightly looking better, but still ultimately vomiting.
Covered in spiders.
Covered in poisonous
magical
spiders.
To be clear, by the
spiders,
way, although the kobolds are... although I'm taking them out of initiative, like, the kobolds are fleeing that space. Technically, the swarm of spiders is still there.
I was going to
Cell tells them to go away or they expire. You have to use a standard action technically to tell them where to go and so on.
Yeah.
So just don't charge down the stairs. It's my advice.
Well, you could charge through the spiders. Then they don't actually affect us.
Technically, yes. Don't end your turn in the spiders.
Yeah. Just move through the spiders. It's fine. Just pick your way through the spiders. Don't mind me.
Ben, tell us about Zolsny Scar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I have a sort of horrifying puncture wound in my temple.
Oh!
So I've got this really grim, like, puckered scar, which will develop, you know, given time, in my right temple.
It looks like you've been shot in the head.
Basically, yeah. Because I got spiked.
Oof. I mean, you got spiked six times, so frankly, the fact that that's the worst scar you got is not necessarily the worst thing.
Well, there might be others, but they're not usually visible.
Yep.
But you're naked.
I'm not naked!
Helen is very... She's actually got a bit of scrap paper where she's keeping track.
How naked is Zolf?
Helen is apparently trying to gaslight nudity.
Well, she's got like a hangman like illustration, but sexy with Zolf and clothes just kind of coming off of him, being like, oh.
So, what's the plan?
I walk up to the prostrate kobold and continue to speak draconic. You can stand up now.
It refuses to do so, but proceeds to stroke Hamid's foot slowly with a claw.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Can I just try something?
Go ahead.
Stand up, cretin. Your master demands it.
Good lord.
It does not move.
No, I thought...
What language were you speaking?
Oh, well, me.
Zomara says.
In English.
I think they're probably going to listen to Hamid.
I'm just thinking that maybe requesting them things. I heard your tone in there. You were a lot more asking. I think
I was asking, better to telling.
So kneels down and in Japanese starts saying, oh, all right, little buddy. How you doing, buddy?
Doesn't stop groveling.
Stand up. In Draconic.
Naturally. It looks up at you with the purest adoration you've ever seen on a face and stands in front of you to attention.
Told you.
And I will end the episode there.
Oh, no.
Look, it's fine.
Hamid looks very uncomfortable.
If there's one thing that we've learned, it's that if you put Zolf advising someone in a position of power, it goes very, very
correct.
Well.
Are you saying, Zolf, don't talk to Hamid, you might give him ideas?
I'm just saying, it's a very good place to end an episode. See you next week.
Fine.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
You really, 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 really overcooked a full roast dinner. Fun fact, I did it once. I got the temperature and times wrong and cooked it at gas mark 9 for 4 hours.
Oh,
that's,
Alex.
That's not cooking. That's like, that's incinerating.
It was the first time I ever tried to
do
a roast.
How did you not notice the smoke billowing from your oven?
It was a really good oven. It had a real nice seal.
Oh, right. So you just opened
did
it.
Did you just walk away? Did you just walk away and left it?
A brick of smoke just kind of slides out.
I was 14 and showing off.
Oh, okay. If you're 14, I understand
I fixed
that.
It with a duck à l'orange, which I made quite well. Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. I had a lot to prove.
Old Potro over here.
Yeah.
Alex got rid of all of his cooking needs early on. Which
no, mostly
is
what Alex
now...
did is he used all of his parents' really expensive ingredients without their permission to make good for the fact that he'd already wasted a bunch of his parents' expensive ingredients without their permission.
Right. Oh.
Anyway.
Okay. Chef Rogue.
That's why he lives entirely on smoothies now.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.